Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. In this broadcast, we'll be hearing Major Arcana joining us from Barcelona, Spain. Musica, Anna Marista.
When you're looking around and you see everywhere there's exploitation and you're trying to avoid shouting in their faces, just go vegan. Exhausted and shy, and you just wanna leave this fucked up planet. And nothing makes sense. You're just banging your head on a brick wall. Since when did it all go wrong? Yeah, when we bleed, we just love.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of liberation, peace, health, and wellness, freedom for all. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. We'll start out the show with Major Arcana's songs and music, and then soon we'll be joined by the vegan couple, who are Major Arcana, that's Sharon Townsend, and Antonio Calerdo, joining us from Barcelona, Spain. We're listening to Major Arcana, Musica Animalista. Soon Sharon and Antonio will be joining us for an interview from Barcelona, Spain. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Yeah.
Very, very honored and thrilled that we are joined by Major Arcana, Animal Rights Music. Major Arcana are joining us from Barcelona, Spain, and that is Sharon Townsend and her vegan boyfriend, they're both vegan, Antonio Calerdo. And they have been animal rights music activists for 12 years. We have a fascinating conversation coming up, and of course their music is totally awesome. Welcome, Sharon. Thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. It's a pleasure to be on Vegan Nation.
Oh,
thank you.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much. And your music rocks. And your voice.
Oh, thank you.
And Antonio's guitar playing. Wow.
Yeah, he's very good. He's very good, yeah. It's an honor to be on here, honestly.
Thank you
so much.
And I'm excited to hear about your new album that you've just completed recording at Abbey Road Studios in London.
Yeah, it started before COVID. Obviously, all this, I say COVID, you know what I mean? All this stuff stopped everybody from moving around and stuff. And now we're just waiting for the last song to be finished and some of the videos, and we're hoping to have it finished by the end of this month now. And it's all animal rights music, and we're so excited. I still can't believe that we managed to record in such an important studios like Abbey Road Studios. It's just amazing, to be honest. We went all over the studios. We managed to see the old Beatles, where they recorded all their stuff, where they pressed their first vinyls. We went into the Mirror Room, where Pink Floyd recorded their album with all the mirrors and stuff. It was absolutely amazing. And one of the things that went to my heart was the day that we were there, the people in the small cast there and our sound technician, they all used vegan plant-based milk, you know, like soya milk or whatever it was. They turned away from cow's milk for at least one day, so that was really, really good.
Also, I've heard in the press that you've been named the first vegan band.
Yeah, here in Spain, some of the newspaper articles have actually said we're the first vegan artist ever to record an animal rights album in Abbey Road Studios.
Congratulations and a big thank you also.
Thank you, thank you. It was just amazing. I still pinch myself and I'm like, wow. You know, did we actually do this? Was it a dream? But yeah, we did. So, and we've been playing animal rights music for so many years. We've been writing so many animal rights songs. You know, everything we do, loads of charity work and stuff all over the place, France, UK, Spain. So to actually be invited into Abbey Road and record some songs for animals, that was like amazing, to be honest.
Wonderful.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes, thank you. And I'd also like to hear more details about anti-bullfighting.
And we've been doing that since 2012. We've only missed 1 year, and that was the year that everybody was on lockdown. We started off with like 60 activists, if that. And there was a point in 2017 where we ended up with 300 activists, which was amazing. There's a lot behind it, Marlene. It's not just bullfighting. There's a lot of stuff behind all this. It's quite a... You know, it draws quite a lot of activists towards this terrible, barbaric thing they do there. It's really, really cruel, as all animal exploitation is. Where I am now in Barcelona, there is actually the two bullfighting rings. One's now a shopping centre, and the other one's just not used. And sometimes they use it for, like a museum or for concerts and stuff like that. So this is in Barcelona, but obviously the rest of Spain, you've still got quite a lot of stuff that goes on. I mean, like the Tordesillas one, which is a big one here in Spain, which is in Valladolid.
And I'd love to hear about your activism with the banner in London on the bridge.
Yeah, I think that was in, I think we did that in 2017. There's just two of us, just me and Antonio. We managed to get the bus over to the UK, and I remember it was raining very, very bad. And we actually hung a 70-meter banner that we made ourselves off the bridge of the UK, but we also spent two solid days. Another guy came to help, a guy called Darren, and we were giving out leaflets on the Westminster Bridge to tell people, you know, this is what happens in Spain, please be aware if you're going on holiday, blah blah blah. And we actually spent 2 days giving out leaflets after hanging off of Tower Bridge, which is going back 2017 or thereabouts. And then we got arrested on the way back into Spain, which was crazy. We got arrested for the whole evening, if I remember rightly. And then we were released and told to behave ourselves. So, to put it one way. Without going into details, it was like, you know, behave. Which obviously we won't be behaving while there's bullfighting still going on.
Yes. Well, thank you both to you and Antonio, and also you mentioned Darren. And also,
Darren, yeah.
Yes, and I would love to hear about your sanctuary.
Yeah, so, well, our philosophy is probably the ALF philosophy, which is my passion. Apart from music, is literally the ALF, Animal Liberation Front, rescuing animals, direct action. So we do as much direct action as we can get involved in, rescue as many animals as we can. And then, of course, the animals have to go into a sanctuary. And so a couple of years ago, well, about 3 years ago now, I was offered some land, and I just thought this makes pure sense. So we opened up this, well, small sanctuary, and we've got Sophie the pig, we've got sheep, ducks, goats, and dogs, cats. Lots of different chickens, all rescued, and it's called Alf House. So we're pretty, it's going along really, really well, and it's just brilliant. I just love being with the animals. So, and of course, knowing that they've been rescued from absolutely pure animal exploitation is just amazing to give them a home. So that's outside, La Casita del Alf. If you go on the internet, it's La Casita, the house of Alf. So ALS. So yeah, it's going along, and they inspire us to do so many things. They inspire our lyrics. They inspire everything. It's just amazing, really.
We're joined by Major Arcana, Musica, and Amalista. They're joining us from Barcelona, Spain. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a short break. Welcome back from the break. Thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Sharon Townsend and Antonio Calero, Major Arcana, joining us via Skype from Barcelona, Spain. Thank you. The songs that we're hearing include The Animal Song, Blinkers, The Clock, Can't Rob My Spirit, A Thousand Years, and What on Earth is Going On by Major Arcana, Musica. And speaking of abolishing animal exploitation, could you please share a little bit of information about your vegan diet, the vegan food available where you are in Barcelona, Spain?
Well, I went vegan, we've both been vegan many, many years, me before Antonio. When I met Antonio, then he was vegan straight away because he was like, yeah, this totally makes sense. And, I remember years ago, you could go into a restaurant or a cafe, and you'd have to say, if you wanted anything to eat, you'd say, you know, have you got anything vegan? And they would just give you a bottle of tomato sauce and some macaronis or something, spaghettis, you know, and tell you to get on with it. But there's so much alternative now. I mean, I'm personally more into fresh vegetables, cooking stuff from scratch. You know, like if I'm going to make a paella, all the same, but you obviously haven't got the meat or any dairy stuff in there, you know. But there's so much now that you can do to avoid eating suffering. And I just can't understand that people don't take that route. I mean, who wants to eat suffering? You know, when you look on the spiritual side of it, you're literally consuming suffering. And the food in Spain now, before it was pretty dire, but now, the last couple of years, we've got so many vegan venues opened up now, especially in Barcelona. There's loads. It's, well, all over. Madrid has got lots as well. It's really, really taken off. And literally 10 years ago, at least in Spain, it was absolutely abysmal. But not now. There's so much now that you can have, you know, that's got no suffering in it at all.
Great.
Which is really good.
Yes. Yeah. Great.
It's changed a lot, Marlene, over here.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Yeah. Yes, and on your website, and also your beautiful photographs of the both of you. Oh, my God, so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very, very much. We give it our best shot, you know.
good. Well, you succeed.
And it's difficult because most of the time I'm cutting straw and poo and stuff, and then I'm trying to do pictures and look professional. It's quite comical sometimes. Like today, tonight we're doing a small insert on a small festival here in Barcelona, and they've invited us to sing an animal rights song. So I said, "Yeah, fine, we'll do an anti bullfighting song." And my hair is covered in straw, so there I am, because it's all been a surprise. I'm picking straw out of my hair before I go on stage tonight.
Well, good.
It's quite comical sometimes, but I wouldn't have it any other way, so it doesn't matter.
Yes. Well, going from the earth, from the dirt, from the ground, I would also now like to bring our attention up to the skies. On your website, I was happy to see that you are in collaboration with an organization called Blue Skies. Can you please tell us a little bit about that, Sharon?
Yeah, well, there's a guy here we met purely by fate. It was obviously, you know, it was going to happen. So he's Francesc Collet, and he has this association called Cels Blaus, which is in Catalan, it's Blue Skies. And basically, they are completely dedicated, and they really are dedicated to getting this chemtrail stuff banned and to make people aware what's going on up in the skies. And, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff now, and people, if they're not going to see it now, it's because they don't want to see it. Because I think it's pretty obvious what they're doing up in those skies. And this association, honestly, they are really, really, they do not stop. And whenever they're doing any kind of convention, we go along and we play music for that as well. Some of our own stuff, some of the stuff that we've composed is about the chemtrails and what's going on in the world. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we've all got to breathe. We've all got to breathe. And the stuff that they're spraying on us is just, the whole thing is just unacceptable. I've seen your post, Marlene, so I know that you're fully awake of all this stuff that they're doing. And it's abysmal what they're doing to us. And I'm saying these Cels Blaus, I mean, there's quite a few organisations now, but I think they were one of the first to actually come out about, 7 or 8 years ago in Catalonia and tell everybody what was going on. And I remember walking up on their first rally, walking up and down the Ramblers in the Barcelona, and the Ramblers, which is the main part where all the tourists are. And I was speaking to many, many people that spoke English, Spanish, Catalan, and these people just don't know what's going on. They go, what do you mean? That's airplanes. And we're like, no, yeah, it's airplanes, but it's not that kind of airplane. And so we were giving out leaflets, and we got quite a good response from, especially the tourists. They were quite receptive, so that was really good. But it's difficult. It's really difficult. And you get banned from a lot of stuff if you try to speak about any of this stuff. You end up losing your accounts on the social networks, and it's really difficult. So we try to do it as subtly as we can, and maybe behind the curtains. But you know, whatever we can do, we will be doing it forever.
Yes,
we're not going to stop.
Yes, thank you for being activists. Yeah, there's been a lot of the spraying in the skies here in Massachusetts weekly. Yeah,
I've seen your pictures, and it's just.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. It's the same here. It's all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening, if you go out in the evening and you've got the moonlight, you can see what they're doing, you know, where the chemtrails going past the moonlight. It's just unbelievable.
Yes. Last night, for the first time at night, I saw it.
They do it a lot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a crazy world we're living in. And, we are battling against, for animal rights. Battling against their exploitation, then you look the other way, you've got the chemtrails and God knows how many other million things that they're doing, and it's crazy.
Yes, and I believe that with your activism and your music and your heart and your power, that this world is going to become a peaceful world and a world of fairness.
Something's got to give, because we can't go on like we are. And when I was very, very young and I saw what was happening on the farms and stuff like that, you know, with the industrial meat trade. And I was like, how long can we carry on doing this to animals without having to pay for this? Not just with health, because I know some vegans or plant-based people, as I like to call them, will go, well, I'm plant-based for my health. But it's not just health, it's just the whole spiritual side of this. How can we carry on doing this to living beings? It's just crazy.
Yep. I call it the boomerang effect. All the wars and occupations and genocides and apartheid and on and on and on. Yep. The massive suffering of humanity just keeps going on. And to me, well, it makes sense. It's the boomerang effect. It's the invisible energies.
Totally,
it's the vibrations of the...
Yep.
Oh, I know. So I believe it's going to change because of your power. Thank you, Sharon. And I appreciate...
All of us together.
Yes.
All of us united and sending out good vibrations and trying to lift this and get rid of all what's going on.
Right. Well, speaking of united, I'd also love to hear from Antonio.
Yeah, hold on. He'd love to say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Antonio. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation, and thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. I hope everything okay, and we hope you like an older audience. They like our staff and our activism, everything for animals at the end of the day for their lives, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, and congratulations on your new album being recorded at Abbey Road Studios, and I love your guitar playing, too.
That means when the dream comes true.
Closing the interview for today, what additional messages do you have for our listeners, and again your contact information?
Thank you so much for having us on the program, and if anybody wants to follow what we're doing, you've got the sanctuaries La Castita de Las. There, me, Sharon Townsend, on Facebook and Instagram sometimes, and the music, majorarcanamusica.com on Instagram and Facebook, always the same, Major Arcana Music or Musica.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I am greatly honored. And your music is so beautiful. Your music and your voice and your songs, ultimate. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you so much for having us on your show. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome what you're doing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm very grateful for the vegan couple, Sharon Townsend and Antonio Calero. They are Major Arcana Musica Animalista, who joined us from Barcelona, Spain.
I just wanna fly up above the mountains, baby. My freedom is the sky.
We heard their music throughout the program. Visit majorarcanamusica.com for more info about the songs. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with Major Arcana. What on earth is going on? This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation.